Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
And then if you missed it, and this is a cowardly move, in my opinion, by the owner of the New York Mets, who has been invited on this radio station, on this show, a dozen times, he decides to go on a podcast that nobody listens to. It's fine. Not a knock on those guys. It just doesn't have an audience. And it does not speak to New York Met fans like WFAN does,
yeah.
Whether it's our show or Evan, Sean, and Tiki or Boomer and Greg in the morning,
sure,
or even Tommy at night or overnight. I don't care who you talk to. If you want to talk to Met fans, you come on WFAN the way Jim Dolan did three times in the last 6 months,
yep,
to talk to Knick fans. So there's a precedent for it. Not that being a little side issue to me. He does not want to speak to anybody on this radio station. He does not want to speak to Met fans. I don't know if he's afraid of it or just chooses not to, or he figured that the podcast Steve and I would curry favor to him, which they typically do. But here's the quick takeaway. Number one, he finally acknowledged publicly there was a problem in the locker room last year,
yeah,
between Lindor and Soto. So for all the denials out there, the owner came out and said, I think their relationship is better now. But yes, there was a problem last year with Lindor and Soto. And the second thing that I took out of the interview, and I did watch all of it, it's my job to do that,
mm-hmm,
is the fact that he said, pretty much, regardless of what happens,
correct,
David Stearns is going to see out the entire 5 years, yeah, of his contract as general manager of the New York Mets. And those are the two takeaways.
Yeah, and if I'm a Met fan, I have a tough time swallowing that statement.
Yep.
I have a tough time. I think we all expected him back next year. I'm not saying he has to fire him. Really, I'm not. Even though I think Stearns has done enough to deserve it in some ways, and I know Met fans feel that way, I have no problem saying he's coming back. You cannot say, like, he's pretty much saying, and he followed that up with, I don't know how next year's going to look. I'm worried about next year.
He is too.
That's what he said. I'm quoting him.
Yeah.
But like, in other words, what he's saying is what I told you he would say. This is a 5-year process. I didn't hire Stearns to win a championship in 26. I didn't hire Stearns to compete for a championship in 27. Like, it was, hey, do you remember? We made it to the NLCS in 24. Yeah. He was part of that, too.
That's a bad...
How quickly we forget.
Yeah.
I hired David Stearns.
Wasn't his team, David Stearns.
I hired Stearns for a 5-year process to transform the organization. And this year sucks, and I'm sorry. And here's a little bit more. Next year might suck, too.
That's right. He said I'm very concerned about it.
But it doesn't matter how much it sucks.
I did think...
And it doesn't matter how ugly it gets.
He's coming back.
Because I believe in Stearns, and we're riding this 5-year plan out, no matter how ugly it gets.
Yeah, I will
That's
say
a
this.
Bold statement.
I forget which guy asked the question or made the comment. And they did a good job in this one particular thing. And he goes, well, the year you went to the NLCS, which is really a tale of two cities, it's, mm-hmm, well documented, right? You know, the great run at the end to make that run to the NLCS, et cetera.
Sure.
That wasn't David Stearns' team.
It was not.
This is David Stearns' team. So a team that he inherited made the run to the NLCS. A team that he created is the worst team in the National League. Anyhow, those are your three big stories today. The Yankees have lost 7 consecutive games. The owner of the Mets went on a podcast nobody listens to and said David Stearns is guaranteed being here for the full 5 years, meaning you have 2.5 more years of David Stearns. He did acknowledge the fact that Soto and Lindor did not get along last year despite all the denials by everybody involved. The New York Knicks say bye-bye to Mitchell Robinson, who did put a tweet out saying, I love you, New York. I'll always be a Knick, but I was not going to get this deal from anybody else. And I don't begrudge him on that.
I don't begrudge him a thing.
You have guaranteed money. Go take that money if it's coming your way.
Yeah, I feel good for him.
And obviously, the New York Mets are getting blown out, as they typically do. Get all your calls and all of it. 888-808-1019. Let's say hi to Freddie in Manhattan right now. Freddie, good afternoon. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great,
kid. You guys
kid?
Are great. You guys right. are great, may I say, to begin with. You guys make everybody's life better.
Thank you.
Anyway, what I want to talk about is, what the hell is going on with the Yankees? They can't win a game if their life depended on it.
Yeah, well, they don't score a lot of runs. They don't play.
Right now, the offense
didn't play smart today either.
No,
like even on the first or second run, they let it up, throwing the ball to third base.
Yeah,
but he's got.
Look, he's terrible. Cabrera's terrible in the outfield, and today, Cabrera's terrible in the. Caballero is terrible in the outfield, and they've been forced to play him. Today, Caballero, the manager said in the pregame, I was driving in listening to the pregame show, he wasn't going to be in the lineup. Spencer Jones was your starting center fielder. He got sick and couldn't start the game.
Right.
Caballero made his first start in center field. He's atrocious out there. This is why, like, I'm telling you, I know it's not Judge, and I'm certainly not going to say it cures all the ills. Thank God Grisham is coming back for Friday. Thank God it's the Minnesota Twins.
That's also true.
And thank God Grisham and McMahon are coming back on Friday. Because as much as McMahon can't hit, and I'm not saying Grisham's the savior, he gets big hits and he's a far better hitter than his replacement. Defensively, it's going to help a ton. Because I am sick of seeing Caballero in the outfield. He's atrocious. He was the starting center fielder today. He doesn't know how to throw past the cutoff man. Like they, again, today wasn't necessarily the sloppy game. I know the last play that lets him score the fourth run was sloppy and stupid.
Yeah.
But, like, my God, he's terrible out there. So, like, they need to stop that nonsense. And Volpe's not hit enough. For all the apologies you wanted him to get, sorry. He's won for his last whatever. I know he got a hit off.
He did have a hit late today.
Like, when this team is healthy and whole, Caballero is your starting shortstop. That's it. And Volpe belongs in the minors. That's it. You got to have your best defensive shortstop. That's Caballero. Can he hit any? Not really. But at least he can play. And when the team is healthy, I'll care less about his offense. I need him defensively. But I am tired. And it's not the manager's fault. And it's partially the GM's fault, sure. I think it's just injuries and the way things work. Like, they're playing guys out of position right now, and it's hard to watch. Along with the offense that's completely inept. And I'm sorry. It's on Ben Rice. Ben Rice has to come through in that situation in the game. He's got second and third, nobody out, and he strikes out on three pitches. Or one out, excuse me.
Bad.
Second and third, one out, he strikes out on three pitches. Bellinger's awful right now. Like, those guys have to come through. Jazz is the only guy who did anything in this
game.
Jazz
was 2-for-5 today. Stole second, stole third.
Yeah,
and then on a wild pitch, scores the tying run.
Literally single-handedly tied the game for the Yankees.
I agree. He was fine today.
But to me, I'm sorry, and I'll get on Boone here. I don't care if you have to play Goldschmidt at shortstop.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In that moment, I have to win the game right then and there. Now, they might walk him, right? There's a base open. Sanchez, the backup catcher's on deck, and you can't pinch hit for him because then you don't have another catcher. So, like, you could have bases loaded and still have the game in Sanchez's hand. Not a great situation, but at least you put the walk into play there. The pitcher's got to throw strikes. It's better than leaving the game up to Cabrera. And totally honest with you, another thing, too, and again, not to get into the weeds, I don't love the bunting the runner over to third if you're not going to pinch hit him. If you're playing, like, I don't like the idea that I'm playing for the win by bunting a runner over and leaving it in the hands of Oswaldo Cabrera. I get, like, you want to put that runner at third, and that's small ball, and that's what you do. That's the game-winning run, fine. But if I'm not willing to pinch hit for him, I don't like the idea of the game relies on whether or not Cabrera can put the game in, put the ball in play. Like, I don't like the bunt there. I don't like anything about what I've seen from this team for the last seven games. It's disgusting. And then, of course, we haven't even talked about it. Cam Schlittler need a big start from him last night going up against Skubal. The team's lost five games in a row.
He's terrible.
Or six games, yeah, five games in a row. And he gives you that performance? And he gives a home run every other inning? Like, can't get out of the first practically without throwing 40 pitches? That Cam Schlittler, sorry, I love you. Been great. Still the Cy Young favorite for my money. But you got to be better in that spot. These guys have just been, this is why it's a swoon. It's not a swoon because they've lost seven in a row. It's not a swoon because, you know, wherever they are in the standings and they've fallen out of first place. It's a swoon to me because everything that could go wrong
goes wrong. Well, it's also seven straight losses.
If the starting pitcher doesn't blow it, like, they've had two opportunities if the bullpen could just get outs. Like, the bullpen can't get the outs. The guys can't hit. They come through, but then the stolen base gets thrown out trying to steal second. Like, there's just going to be something that's going to cost them from winning. And we see this too often every stinking year. Does it mean they can't perform in the postseason? No, it does not. But it means they're heading in, they're three games from the Twins away from a four-game set against Tampa Bay that could decide the division.
Sure. And they're in second place right now. Yeah, well, you get a day off tomorrow, and then you get the elixir that has always been the elixir for the New York Yankees playing against the Twins.
It better be.
But is now seven consecutive losses. We're officially in swoon territory, everybody.
Oh, who cares about the swoons?
Swooning and juning. That's what we're doing.
What are you, Clyde? Who cares?
I'm trying to be. 888-808-1019. That's your number to join. Obviously, Mitchell Robinson out of New York going to a hated rival. The New York Mets are down 9-0, so they are relevant yet again.
Is it 9 already?
9-0, yeah. Peralta gave up like 30 runs in the first inning again. So not good there. but I did watch a good soccer game today. If that means anything to anybody. So Harry Kane scored two goals as England advances. And, of course, Team USA is playing tonight.
And there's been some hockey moves. Vincent Trocheck.
No, don't do that.
Vincent Trocheck was traded to Utah.
No one knows who that is.
He's a Ranger.
No one knows what the Utah team is. Mm-hmm. And no one cares. It's July 1st. You're doing hockey?
We're going through all the things that happened.
No, we're going over the important, relevant things that happened.
Yeah, Vincent Trocheck's
a Team USA is playing tonight. That people seem to be interested in that.
Yeah.
No one's interested in a guy named Trocheck, who plays hockey. Sorry.
But now he plays it in Utah.
Listen, I know you're upset. Mm-hmm.
I am upset.
Be upset about the Yankees.
And also, can I just say something?
Quickly, sure.
Real quick, okay? I am not an exhibit in a museum, okay? I am not some caged animal that's doing tricks for you. You see me out there. You got the full effect. You know how I am as a baseball fan.
I love when you get closer to the monitor.
Do you know
the TV
why?
And watch
Do you know
every
why?
Pitch.
You want to know why?
No, I don't
because
know why.
Because I could see you in my peripheral, and I know that you're hearing it before I'm seeing it. And I'm afraid you're going to have a reaction that tips me off.
Yes.
So every pitch, I'm getting closer to the monitor.
To avoid me.
I almost turned to you like three times and was going to go, stand over there. And I was like, let me not do that.
We had a couple times where Pete and I were going to jump up and down like they hit a game-winning home run.
Yeah, it's not nice.
In the ninth and the tenth.
Yeah,
we chose not to because you were feeling it. You're in your feelings.
I'm in it,
and I don't want to upset you.
Listen, you can attest. I might be the shill, and I might have a positive outlook. In the moment, I am a ball of energy.
Yeah.
I am just a nervous ball of energy. They needed this win today.
More of your calls coming up.
They needed this freaking win.
Summer's here. The bar for looking decent just got higher. The tolerance for being uncomfortable just got lower. I look fantastic today. Why? Because earlier today I was rocking another untucked shirt. They cracked the code. Shirts cut to be worn untucked. I was appearing at a big radio convention today for Barrett Sports Media. I wanted to look sharp. Went into my closet, got the best untucked.com shirt I got. Wrinkle-resistant linen. Stays crisp all day. Looks like you tried, but you know you didn't. Performance shirts, polos, shorts, crisp and crease-free all day. No matter how hot it might be outside, it's really everything you need for summer. in one place. And know this, untuckit.com has their amazing, infamous 4th of July sale going on right now. So it's the perfect time to visit them for savings on wrinkle-free cotton and everything else they got. Just go to untuckit.com and take advantage of the annual 4th of July sale. Here's what I love about Premier Italian Sausage. They don't try to get cute. It's simple. Premium pork, authentic Italian spices, real flavor. It's the same kind of sausage families have been grilling and cooking in Sunday sauce for generations. I love it. And when it already tastes this good, why mess with it? So they don't. It's the original recipe going back 590 years, I think. Backyard barbecue, family dinner, watching the game with friends. Premio brings the kind of flavor people actually look forward to. Cook it, serve it, people know the difference. Premio sausage, the way sausage should be.
The summer is here and it's hot. And boy, is it hot. If you think a new central air conditioning system is out of your budget, you should think again. Because Sloman's is here to change the game with their summer savings super sale. They're offering cutting-edge 18-SEER 2026 refrigerant compliant systems, expertly installed by their certified technicians, all at the lowest price of the year. That's right. Get started with zero down. Not good enough. Zero payments. Not good enough. How about zero interest for 18 months? Plus, they're including a comprehensive 5-year service plan. This includes annual system checks, filter replacements, and refrigerant to keep your AC running smoothly all summer long. Servicing all of Long Island and Queens, call them at Sloman's today at 516-932-7000 for your free estimate. But hurry, these cool savings won't last. Don't miss out. Again, call 516-932-7000 or visit ac.slomans.com. That's ac.slomans.com. Terms and conditions apply. All right, here we go. You want to go to Fanatics Fest? List it up. Sports fans, the biggest weekend of the year is coming to New York. Fanatics Fest takes over the Javits Center July 16th through the 19th. Be caller number one. Be the first caller at 866-540-WFAN. That's 866-540-9326 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Fanatics Fest for one day of your choice. See athletes, cards, memorabilia, and WFAN broadcasting live all weekend from your friends at Fanatics Fest. Visit fanaticsfest.com for full details.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Meola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.